You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Thought we'd keep it up until the very end there. Lavender Marillion launching volume 11 of Sound and Nick's Vision. Nick Elliott, the microphone is yours.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Very good. I kind of am the facilitator that hopefully enables the magic to take place. And what magic we've got for you in volume 11. Not only have we actually had Fish from Marillion. Lead singer, of course, with Lavender. Blue, dilly dilly, lavender, green. You've obviously ran out of lyrical content at the end there, so I'll just reference a nursery rhyme. But we've got Sue Royce with us as well. How are you, Sue?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Sensational. So why Marillion then? Because many people would say, if you go for the next band, you can't possibly like those Scottish rip-offs that were Marillion.
Oh, dear. There were no rip-off.
Really?
No, not at all.
Sure?
No, it's a bit of a prog rock type of opening this kind of month.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, so we're moving into the dark nights. It's prog rock time.
Well, there you have it. One of the tunes on today's Sound and Nick's Vision, a mere 14 English minutes in length.
Wonderful.
We'll probably wrap up with that, actually, if there's time. But there we are. Sue, prog rock, progressive rock, often sort of carries with it connotations of the likes of Another Brick in the Wall, Pink Floyd, lots of other sort of bands, Tangerine Dream, they're also sort of in there. Really very much in advance of the likes of Gary Barlow and company. I mean, are you ready for this?
True, but Mr. Barlow is known for his penchant of synthesizers and electric music and things like that. And let's face it, you know, people like Pink Floyd and that sort of era, that they were the godfathers of all things futuristic and that like electric stuff. They were trailblazers before their time. I mean, the whole prog rock thing, it's a genre of music that it's not, I don't really know an awful lot about. So
that's
a piece of music I really liked. That it's not one I've heard before. Fish.
It's Marillion. The lead singer is Fish.
The
band is Marillion.
But having spent a lot of time with Fish, I'm a huge fan anyway.
And is he a lumberjack? And is he okay?
Not anymore.
Oh. I think that's quite sad, actually, because, I mean, he was a tree surgeon. He started off, that was his forte, really, that he was a tree surgeon. He used to chop down trees in Scotland and all these trees that needed to be chopped down.
He's a lovely guy, top man.
I always thought Fish and Marillion carried with it a lot of echoes of Meat from Meatloaf. You think sort of British version of Meat from Meatloaf, Fish Marillion?
No.
Oh, fair enough. There we are. Tension already in volume 11.
Where did that come from?
How we're going to get through this, I don't know. But I know what I like. Cue Nick in your wardrobe.
In my wardrobe.
Before Phil Collins actually joined this particular group.
With Peter.
Exactly. Peter Gabriel, Mike Rutherford, and Monsieur Banks.
Indeed. Tony.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because otherwise, you know, why go to public school if you couldn't actually come up with a tune like this? Honestly. Genesis. And
I know what I like in a wardrobe.
It's 1 o'clock and time for lunch. Bum de dum de dum. When the sun beats down, me, I'm just a lawnmower. Can tell me by the way I walk.
No, I don't know where they're going either. Sue Rice, I know what I like in your wardrobe. Sounds very scary to me. Sounds borderline stalkerish. Never mind. What did you make of Genesis and Nick's second choice for volume 11 of Sound and Nick's Vision?
I liked it. It's not what you would normally think that Genesis... I suppose when you think of Genesis, you think of Phil Collins. Most people of my age group probably do.
Well, I don't know. But the Lamb Lies Down.
Drums and various...
Follow Me, Follow You.
Yeah. It's different to their other stuff that I've heard, and I really like it.
I Can't Dance, and so on. So it sums up. Great stuff there. I mean, again, have you worked with the ex-public school boys that became known as Genesis?
I haven't, unfortunately, but it does kind of have a bit of a special place in my past gigging diary, because I was at the Leicester de Mumford Hall the night they recorded the live album, which is one of the very iconic live albums.
Now, Nick, the other aspect, of course, when we talk about Genesis is, as Sue's just alluded to there, the split, the division, the divide between those people who would actually say, Phil Collins is great, and other people say, well, he's all right for a boy who was the Artful Dodger and actually made Miami Vice sound-alike sort of soundtracks, but where do you sit on that? Do you feel it was never the same since Peter Gabriel left to pursue his Games Without Frontiers?
To be honest, I think it was different, but Phil Collins is a serious class act. A serious class act.
Small, of course, quite small.
He is a small man, exactly. But actually rumoured to be doing a comeback.
Well, you know, you've got to keep the ex-wives happy somewhere along the way.
I do believe.
Oh, there you go. He was very miserable in the early sort of solo days, I found.
Yeah.
So I don't care anymore.
No, it's at all. He's got a bit of an issue.
His divorce breaking up, etc. So, Phil, if you're out there, remember, Nick Elliott still loves you. That's the important thing. So it's and Sue as well, no doubt, from that point of view.
Because yes.
I love the little quirky little kiss curl that you had, like a little baby.
Oh.
No, not you, Sue. It was Seville Collins. Please. Sometimes, Nick Elliott, and we wonder where we're going on this. Maybe we should actually just pull on the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Exactly. Why have you actually gone for Dave Grohl? Who's often prone to take his shirt off and just sort of sing for the pure joy of singing.
I truly love the Foo Fighters. I think these are the rock band of this time. I really do.
The 21st century.
I think of this period, you know. The Foo Fighters will live on, along with Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath.
Giving the listener advice here? I mean, should we put a warning out in terms of you should learn to fly? If you don't learn to fly, is it an evidence sort of thing? Because I think it's important we actually look at the lyrics as well here.
Well, I think if you feel like you want to learn.
Station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train. No tracks are too heavy.
Sunrise, what about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing feels? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we've shed before? Did you ever stop this
What wonderful images. No, not thinking about Michael Jackson's video for Earth Song, fine that it is, but actually looking at the current incarnation of Nick Elliott, a rock photographer. These are very big and bold, Nick. Very impressed.
Thank you.
And as he chokes with the emotion of it all, you can actually go to nickelliott.eu to find out what we're talking about, really, can't they?
Yes, they can. Or Twitter, or Facebook, or Nick Elliott.
All of those wonderful scenarios are available. And we'll talk more about that after Michael Jackson, who you never got to photograph, I believe.
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
Fancy photographing his grave?
Not really. I'm not mad for
some
that.
Some people do that. Elvis Presley fans, for instance, they gather. That's how the Bangles wrote Eternal Flame, a tune which we've sadly missed from Sound and Nick's Vision. You know, they're standing over Elvis's Eternal Flame in Graceland, and they thought, oh, we'll write a song about this. We'll call it Eternal Flame. So you could go and... If you're listening, Michael, wherever you are, we love you. Or, in Michael Jackson speak, ow! Anyway, Sue, what did you make of the great brother of Janet and his song, Earth Song?
Well, I grew up with Michael Jackson and his music.
Locally, then?
No. Oh. I was listening to him. one of my first albums
Whenever people say I grew up with Michael Jackson, I'm so tempted to go down a particular line which is just not appropriate.
No. One of my first albums was Bad.
Surely it would be Sick These Days. I'm sorry, Michael.
No, it was bad, and that was a fantastic album.
Not
really
off the wall.
Good.
You see, I was more off the wall when he kind of, and of course
you
before
still
that,
are, Alex.
Ben, do you think so?
Indeed.
And of course, then you've got his videos. The video to Thriller is one that is iconic.
Directed
really
by John
good.
Landis, of course.
Really good.
And you've got Vincent Price in there.
Yeah. So there's some stuff that he's done that I thought, oh yeah, it's okay. But there's been other stuff that, I mean, it's even now it's stood the test of time, and it probably will do for years to come.
And of course, with the Jacksons, the Jackson 5 ABC, the classic only equalled by One Bad Apple by the Osmonds. Again, unlikely to feature on Sound and Next Vision. I find
definitely
it strange, particularly highly as unlikely. The season has arrived where our ace voiceover artist, Kat, has actually returned to the Donny Osmond hat and headgear. Very good. Well done, Kat. Nice to see you. Thankfully, though, we can say a big hurrah for those fine folk without whom the Etihad Stadium would be just that little less colourful. City supporters, both brothers, of course. Oasis. We are talking football, Nick, in case you were a bit concerned.
Yes,
about
I
that.
Know. So they are fans.
And many people have done incarnations of this, but it's strangely never bettered the fact that at the end of the day, yes, it's worked through this.
Good band in their time.
You choose Oasis over Blur because you've had both, or is that
well,
like?
Well, I think it was that was kind of the modern day Stones Beatles equivalent, wasn't it? You know, you went one way or the other.
You say modern day, some might say it was just PR spin. This whole Britpop scenario, they were never in the same league as the Stones or the Beatles. But
No. It wasn't a league thing, not at all, no.
Maybe it was Tony Blair.
Not to be compared.
No. But still, Oasis, Sue, presumably very much of your era.
Oh, absolutely. Oasis and Blur in that era was when I was looking at finishing my A-levels and going to university. So for me, their songs are loaded with memories of my first year at university.
Is that Champagne Supernova?
All the things, yes, absolutely.
Is that definitely maybe?
Yeah, and all that. Yeah, all that goes with it. So yes, I have fond memories of some of these tunes.
And as Dylan would actually say to Sue, you are my Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
It's Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM. And with an estimated 40% of music venues having closed over the past 10 years, it's wonderful, Nick, that you have introduced and re-released your Keep Music Live t-shirt. The general sale to raise awareness of the growing problem. Here was I thinking, it's something you've done for October for zombies and such like stuff. You've got a skeleton with a guitar by a gravestone, but no.
In a graveyard.
It's a grave.
2 o'clock in the morning.
It's a matter of grave concern. Why have you actually decided to go for this? Because as a photographer, people might say, well, we don't care, really. But you do, passionately.
Oh, indeed, I do, yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, I shot that some time ago, actually. It was for a campaign to keep music live.
Well, and I do like the line that it's part of your UK tour range of rock apparel.
Yes, it is.
Many of the listeners and so on may have seen Nick sporting this unique T-shirt over the last few months, but it's now available for others concerned with this latest statistic to buy. The statistic, of course, being that 40% of music venues have closed over the past 10 years. In Lincoln, of course, we still have the Jolly Brewer, amongst other fine venues that are still sort of flagging up on that basis, but presumably in Cambridge and Norwich, could be a disaster.
Well, it's just generally right across the UK. The smaller venues are shutting, all the kind of, you know, the one-to-one type of venues where bands cut their
teeth.
Indeed.
Exactly. Or frets.
Or whatever.
Donna Stewart looks a fine person from the reverse.
Yeah.
It's the Image of October, part of the Rock Image Commission.
Yeah.
Why have you gone for Donna Stewart? And is she doing a Reginald Perrin? And there are those of us who are of a certain purge, a certain age where you might still think, great, super smashing. But there's Donna Stewart possibly walking into the sea as opposed to emerging from the sea. What's it all about, Nick?
It was a big project that I shot, probably about 5 or 6 weeks ago now. A strange kind of move away, but it's very much into the spiritual side of things.
The whole thing was
about creating a very down-to-earth approach, a very fundamental beginning approach with the whole project. So we went to the sea and shot a few shots, along with a lot more stuff that we did, but it was quite a big project.
And we'll talk more about that as the programme proceeds, if we can fit it in.
Indeed.
Because the thing that worries me about Donna Stewart, she's walking into the sea, but where's the shelter? You know, as Mick and the Rolling Stones might well say.
Gimme.
Listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Tragically, Nick, I found an erratum, single of Ura, but you know, erratum on your website.
Really?
I know it's a bit of a shocker at this time of the moment, after coming out of what, in her own inimitable words, Sue Royce described as tune, which is, of course, the Rolling Stones. Yes. Should I read it out to you?
Please do.
Sounding the siren on 107.3 FM. That's fine. We're excited to announce that Nick has been invited to be a regular contributor to the award-winning radio station Siren 107.3 FM throughout 2015. Well, yes, that's true. Perfectly okay. As a guest on Alex Levchuk's Midweek Drive Time show, Nick will be chatting every fortnight about his work as one of the world's leading rock photographers and introducing an individual single track that's formed part of his life. Well, kind of, but you've got your own show. That's why it's Sound and Nick's Vision. Once a month. A whole hour. Exactly.
Okay, we will amend.
And lots of tunes.
And lots of tunes, exactly. Not just the one, a whole passel of them. As we've already gone through Marillion, Genesis, Foo Fighters, Michael Jackson, Oasis, Rolling Stones, and another one that's about to come up. In what has actually been, as far as tunes are concerned, probably the fewest tunes we've actually had in any particular episode.
Yeah, they're long tracks, though, aren't they?
Volume 11. That's the important thing. That's the great stuff. And, Sue, do you think the standard is being maintained as we head into the second decade? Because the other thing is, we're looking to push this into 2016 as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, there hasn't been a tune yet that I've thought, no, not my bag, really.
Exactly. And when Sue Rice says that, you know,
she's
you've
a
got,
lovely woman.
You've got the Skegness seal
of
approval. In fact, you could actually add that to the website, you know, the Skegness seal of approval.
Do you think?
Like to give a little name check to the Norwich fans who like to listen in to.
Oh, Barry and Jackie Hooks. Exactly. Yes, they're going to tune in, I think.
They're
tuning in today and for Drive Time Later on Live.
Oh, Lord, it's just
they
wonderful.
Just love you, Alex. We're all over you like a cheap suit.
And as we progress onwards, how can people get in touch with the show? How can people get in touch with your good self, Nick? Because as we've said in the past, you know, if there's a massive campaign, hypothetically, to have non-stop Cheryl Fernandez Vicini, okay, what's the worst that can happen? You say no. But in terms of that, if they want to actually share some thoughts with you about life, the universe, and indeed, you know, tunes themselves, how can they do that, Nick? How can they get in touch with you?
They can do the usual Facebook, Twitter, Nick Elliott Rock, and Nick Elliott Press Office, Nick Elliott Info. On Twitter, Facebook, and or just go to nickelliott.eu and it's all on there, press office and the social media.
Or you can even write to studio@sirenonline.co.uk and ensure you've got Nick Elliott in the strapline or just Nick's Vision or something which kind of identifies you as what you're actually referring to, because we need to know. It's the longest ever Sound and Nick's Vision tune that's seeing us out of Volume 11, and it's with a lead singer who comes from Newcastle, Sue.
Dire Straits.
Mark Knopfler. Exactly.
Brilliant band, love
it. And it's the most significant invention of the 19th century. People would say this can enable us to talk to people in other countries. This is the thing that kicked it all off. This is the thing that, building on the work of George Boole and Alan Turing and all those Marconi type people, etc. Bing's radio, it's Telegraph Road. Why have you gone for this one, Nick, to seal the programme this evening?
I think the best track they ever did.
Really?
And that's very, very difficult to decide.
Better than Love Over Gold.
Which one? Oh, God,
from the album Love Over Gold,
of course.
This
is wonderful. This is wonderful. But they did, everything they did was wonderful. It was just so difficult to choose.
Money
which
for nothing
one
and their kicks
pick.
For free.
Yeah, that was a bit too commercial for me. But this is the very early stages of what they were about.
We've already spoken of the first 56 seconds. Sacrilege. Back for volume 12?
Definitely.
Back for volume 12, Sue?
Absolutely.
Came a man on a track, walking 30 miles with a sack on his back. And he put down his load where he thought it was the best. Made a home in the wilderness.